With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve kept its key interest rate unchanged for a third straight time, a sign that it is likely done raising rates. The Fed policymakers also signaled they expect to make 3/4-point cuts to their benchmark interest rate next year. That's fewer than the 5 envisioned by financial markets and some economists. Republicans say Hunter Biden is in more trouble after defying a congressional subpoena to appear privately before a deposition with investigators digging into his business dealings. Biden insisted outside the U.S. Capitol he'll only be testifying in public. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Biden needs to appear for his deposition instead of demanding a public hearing.
We're disappointed that he didn't show up. I mean, he was just across the way at the Capitol. You think he could have come here and sat for questions? You do it in an open format now, you're going to get filibusters, you're going to get speeches, you're going to get all kinds of things. What we want is the facts.
The younger Biden says his father helped him financially during the height of his drug addiction.
To suggest that is grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless. There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business because it did not happen.
Jordan says Biden could face contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena. Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military says Palestinian terrorists ambushed troops in a dense Gaza city neighborhood, killing at least 9 of them. The fighting comes as Hamas puts up stiff resistance in areas that Israel has isolated and pounded with airstrikes for over 2 months. The Dow up 360 points now, and the NASDAQ adding 150. This is SRN News. A satanic display has appeared at the Iowa Capitol building.
It's a life-sized human figure with a goat's head wearing black robes and adorned with pentagrams. It is surrounded by candles. The satanic temple is responsible for the display. State lawmakers say it would have been illegal for them to have denied a permit under religious freedom statutes. Many officials and private citizens are voicing their disgust, however, with the satanic display, coming as it does in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico, one of 7 states that allows abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. That hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court while it considers the issue this week. This is SRN News. A Russian man who flew on a plane from Denmark to Los Angeles without a passport or ticket told authorities he didn't remember how he got through security.
Sergei Vladimirovich Ochigava arrived at Los Angeles International Airport on November 4th via Scandinavian Airlines Flight 931 from Copenhagen and couldn't produce a passport. Officials say a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer could not find Ochigava on a flight manifest or any other incoming international flights. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge of being a stowaway on an aircraft. Keith Peters reporting.
Oklahoma City voters voting to approve a 1% sales tax for 6 years to help fund a new downtown arena for NBA's Thunder. As a result of Tuesday's yes vote, the Thunder agree to stay in Oklahoma City through at least 2050. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.